So let's move on and talk about your 48-year-old lady.
So the 48, oh yeah, that's another interesting case. It's a premenopausal patient, no family history, no comorbidities. Discussed again at the multidisciplinary tour very recently. 4 weeks ago, she had a left quadrantectomy, axillary dissection for a grade 2, ductal infiltrating carcinoma, 2.2 centimeters, one positive node out of 21, endocrine sensitive disease, ER 70%, PGR 50%, HER2 was 0. Ki-67, 10%. So we are dealing with a lady who has a sort of luminal A-like profile. High expression of ER, high expression of PGR, HER2 negative, low proliferation rate. Free margins, vascular invasion was not reported in the pathology report. And so to this lady, we proposed only endocrine therapy because of a limited nodal involvement, because of a high degree of sensitivity to endocrine therapy based on the immunohistochemistry profile. She's premenopausal, so based on the results of SOFT and TEXT, we decided to treat this patient with the combination of ovarian suppression with LH-RH analog plus an aromatase inhibitor. And the plan of the treatment duration is 5 years. Of course, we are also planning to give radiotherapy to the left breast, and this will happen within 6 months from the date of breast cancer surgery.
What was your assessment of her in terms of would she have been willing to take chemotherapy if it had been recommended? And if you were mentioning before that you don't really have access to genomic assays, but if the genomic assays were available, let's say 21 gene recurrence score in the 70 gene assay, would you have suggested it in this woman?
Again, you know, I had patients with similar profiles, high expression of ERPGR, HER2 negative, Ki-67 10%, grade 2, who had the test and who had a low risk of disease recurrence by either mama print or oncotype DX. So probably if I would have access to the test in all patients, I would probably ask the test. But if I should select a specific case where asking the test, this would probably not be in the top list because the immunohistochemistry profile suggests that this tumor is going to be a low risk by recurrence score. It's really a question of how much access you have to the test. If you have access for all patients, I mean, why not? I could definitely ask. Perhaps I might have a surprise. But in my opinion, based on personal experience and also on published data, the impression is that a case like this is going to be a low score. So if I have to make a selection, assuming that, for instance, my hospital is going to tell me, listen, you can select 100 patients a year in which you want to have the test, this would not be in my top list because I don't think we are going to have a big surprise the day that we will have the recurrence score for this lady.
Just out of curiosity, how many nodes would get you to sort of back off that? You know, the same situation, same immunohistochemistry, but 4 positive nodes.
No, I would probably suggest some chemo. Actually, I think you are anticipating patient number 5 because patient number 5 is exactly on this topic. How many nodes you consider to propose chemotherapy to a lady with an endocrine sensitive disease? Good point indeed. You know, there are no real data there to make a cutoff, but I would say that certainly in a lady like this, there is a minimal nodal involvement, highly endocrine sensitive disease. I think the data that we have with SOFT and TEXT are very reassuring. In SOFT and TEXT, ladies like this at 5 years of follow-up have more than 90% of being disease-free with just endocrine therapy alone. These are the data.